Jamison was a late withdrawal tight calf, and Henderson was subbed with a tight hamstring. We might start with Rog from AAP when you're ready.
Mick, from the team point of view, but also personally, how disappointing was that tonight?
Well, I think I'd talk on behalf of all Carlton people that we... Congratulations to Collingwood. They played a fantastic brand of football, good touch, worked for one another. I thought our work ethic was very, very poor. We're totally outworked. And I thought... And as our players will hopefully consistently say, we embarrassed ourselves. So it doesn't leave a lot of positives at all to even think about, quite frankly. Got the midfield in it. Judd had a real massive crack in that third quarter until I think he wore himself out. I thought Rowe held up against a massive amount of traffic going through into that forward line. It's pretty hard to get excited about anything else, and I'm pretty sure the player group feel the same way.
Were you outclassed as well,
though? Sorry, you got questions for...
Yeah, Steve.
Were you outclassed as well?
You can say we're outclassed, but class has got nothing to do with attitude. You know, you'd like to think that they are a classy side. Make no mistake, they're a good football side. But they outworked us. Now, I've already said that. But it's going to be a regular thing that whatever anyone asks me, it's going to be a regular thing to say we're outworked. And that's disappointing because you don't have to be outworked. And you don't need class to be outworked. You've got to have enough. I would love to look for excuses. I would love to look for a reason. I would love to say that the international travel 6-day break. So did Collingwood. Not that it was international, but I asked the players that after the game. No, we were sore during the week. We recovered. We're here to play today. It didn't happen.
He sensed you up for the contest before the game.
Hey, pardon?
In the rooms, you sensed that you're up for the contest.
Oh, I thought so. Yeah, yeah, I did. I really did.
What was more
glaring,
Nick? Was it lack of ability on the field, do you think, or a lack of effort? I mean, I know what's been made of the list, but was a lack of effort more glaring tonight?
I don't care what list I've got in terms of talent, because that's going to fluctuate through your career. But what I do care about is the effort for the Carlton supporters. And unfortunately, I've got to say that is as disappointing game that I've been attached to here at Carlton, because it's not you don't worry. What you've got with your player group is what you've got, but it's the effort that it's our game. It's at the MCG. It's a Friday night. We've come off a win. You just want a contest, and you don't want a contest here and maybe there. You want a contest wherever it is. The side can take 104 uncontested marks that averages 58. Tells me that we went into our shell and we needed people to stand up.
Well, given that it's the old enemy, it's a Friday night, can you attribute any of it to the players getting distracted by the hype and the big moment of the week?
Look, I shouldn't say look at it. I don't like to start that way. It was pretty hard to ignore, but personally, the players have been terrific in accepting what's taken place, right? But we've tried to keep training as normal. We've tried to keep the matches normal. It wasn't normal, we know that, but that to me would be... Let's say it's two goals. I'd almost say, yes, two goals. We got beaten by two goals. It may be me. That may be the fact that the attention was here. But not 75 points. And nowhere near 75 points. That would be nonsense if we even suggested that and we just dismiss it and walk out here and go, oh, well, you know, that's the last we'll hear about this, let's get going. No, that's not the case. That's so disappointing.
Sam? Mick, 51 games in the Carlton, to say that's...
Big phone?
Yeah, I think that you're 51 games in the Carlton. Mm. So that's been the most disappointing performance. Is that a concern that this far in, you're the most disappointing game?
Well, it is. I am the coach. The buck stops here. I'm not. I'd certainly, you know, you'll never get me avoiding the fact that the buck stops right here. And it's bitterly disappointing. I can categorically tell you that there's absolutely no joy in this day. That with a game like that, there's no joy. And I will take full responsibility. But I can swear to you that I thought we were good before the game. I thought we'd looked after players during the week, and I thought that given the momentum from last week would give us the... When you don't know how to win, and you win, you do know how to win. So there's no excuse there to say, well, we're not too sure of ourselves. It's bloody frustrating.
Just one more, congratulations also, but completely removing the football, speaking to Christy beforehand and running out, is that the last moment? Is that something you think...
I mean, I would love to divorce myself from the football match and say that, but and if I'm allowed to do it here, I'll say it's one of my greatest joys is to involve my family at my job, and they've taken it on board. They've worn it for, in Christy's case, for a long time, with three children coming through and my other children, Danielle, Kane and Troy, and certainly Nanette and the grandchildren. The grandchildren wouldn't be, they'd be oblivious. They'd probably ask their mothers now, who won? I mean, that's, I wish I could ask that.
It was a tremendous gesture by the team to line up with the guard and honour afterwards. Was it an oversight not to go and shake hands with Nathan Buckley?
I felt like going right through to do the whole team, but I thought under the circumstances, from a distance, and I hope you did notice that I did yell out to him, well done, fantastic effort, as I did to all the players. It's very difficult when you've got your own group here.
Yeah.
You've got that group there. There's always going to be a point when people say you got it wrong. I mean, I didn't plan to lose by 75 points, and I would have liked to have gone through there with a victory. I would have liked to have gone through there with an effort. I would have liked to have gone through there with the opportunity to be able to talk to everyone. But it's like I've got 250 texts. I've answered three. Because they needed to be answered. Okay, so people who think they've got the wrong number or why haven't I been answered, how do I prioritise 250? And so it's a little bit unfair to say, why didn't I go to Bucks? Why didn't I go to Swanee and Clokey and Jared Blair and Tyson Golsak? They're all players I've coached. It's very, very hard. It's not done with any... In fact, I did say to him, well done, but there's nothing... untoward, put it that way.
Coming up the race, Nick, were you overwhelmed? I mean, there was smoke, there was banners.
Coming up the race, come out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I knew about that. Jay told me a little bit. Wasn't overwhelmed.
What about Jamison pulling out, Henderson not touching it in the first half. Did he come in sore or looking
good? No, he came in full of confidence, five goals.
Last one for Mick. He went off with a tight hamstring.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared. Once he said he had a tight hamstring, there's no way I'm going to keep him out there.
That was, he indicated that late, did he? Did that explain not touching the first half, though?
Oh, no, the injury wasn't new. It was a new injury. He didn't go into the ground with a sore hamstring. I said to Lockie, there's the stats. You've got one free kick against. And he couldn't explain it.
Warnock and Woodnick, the theory behind that
double teaming? No. It was just the fact... that we thought that Robert needs to be introduced at some stage, and I don't think it was fair that he comes in and doesn't have a partner in ruck. Levi was out of form, out of kick, out of goal form, and it wasn't to go, we need to double team a player. It was simply to, Wood's been very good for us, I reckon, and Warnock's probably our best tap ruck. So try to involve both in the game is very difficult if you keep another forward. I don't think either of those embarrasses at all. In fact, Warnock, I haven't got the hit-outs here. Yes, I have. 49-27. So will we go that way again? I'm not too sure. We'll have to weigh up our next opponent.
Well, thank you, Sam.
does it take to turn it around as far as consistency of effort week to week? And how quickly can that be turned around?
Well, if it's consistency of winning or it's consistency of game, I just like to think that we've got to make sure that we don't embarrass each other ever again in front of our Carlton supporters to understand that these things are totally unacceptable. We cannot accept playing like that and think that we can just erase it from our mind and move on to next week. We have got to address the facts that we did not show a yelp. I can't put it any plainer. I'll accept responsibility. There's no question about that. There's no duck shoving here. The simple fact is that we did not show a yelp. And it's not the points for or points against. It's the lack of work ethic, and yet I know we're fit. It's the lack of effort. And that is absolutely non-negotiable. Thanks for your support.
Congratulations.
Thank you.